people of The Passion, Lenten devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Carrie Vo.
A chill day for angels. Monday, April 22nd, 2019. Matthew chapter 28, verse 2. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. Have you ever noticed how much sitting the angels do on Jesus' resurrection day? An angel descends from heaven, rolls away the stone, and sits on it. Only then does he start talking to the women. Later on, Mary looks into the tomb to discover two angels, one sitting at the place where Jesus' head used to be and the other where his feet were, John chapter 20, verse 12. And again, they're sitting. Apparently, in no hurry to go anywhere or do anything, they are chilling, as your teenage son might say. What does their sitting mean? When I come into a room and sit down, it means I'm not going anywhere. I'm not in a hurry. Whatever business I may have can be accomplished right here while I sit. There's a certain relaxation, chance to stop and think, and perhaps talk. The rush is over. I wonder if the angels at Jesus' tomb felt the same way. They had been there behind the scenes, watching all through Jesus' arrest and torture and crucifixion and death. They had seen his friends take him down from the cross and place him in the tomb. They had lived through the glorious moment when he came back to life, breaking the power of death over humanity forevermore. Jesus was alive and loose in the world again. But now, all those events were finished. The angels had one message left to deliver. He is not here, for he is risen. And now it would be the human followers of Jesus who were in motion, running as fast as they could, spreading good news to each other and ultimately to the world. The angels were done. They could sit. That gift of calm, joyful peace is something God gives us too. Oh, we still run. We run to help people in need. We run to deal with emergencies and crises and the problems of every day. We take the good news to people we love, to family and friends and neighbors alike. But there are also times when we can sit and rejoice that Jesus is risen, that evil is conquered, that God's victory is certain. Thank you, Lord, for the chance to rest and to rejoice in the wonders that you have done. Amen.